Imagine there were people driving out demons, doing so in the name of Jesus, who were outside the group of disciples. And the Apostle John will not let this go uncontested, makes his way to Jesus to tattle on them. Teacher, we saw someone. Yes, we did. Driving out demons in your name, we saw them. And we tried to prevent them because they do not follow us. Can you just imagine the attaboy that John is waiting to receive, right? Do you hear the jealousy? Do you hear the insecurity? Do you hear the possessiveness? Do you hear the clinging to a certain prestige or power? John is bristled and threatened that someone outside their little circle might get credit. And Jesus will have nothing to do with petty jealousy. What matters is the driving out of demons in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's what matters. Driving out evil in the name of the Lord is what matters. The mission of the church is what matters. Not these petty games. Who's in, who's not? Who's recognized, who's not? How I wish these childish rivalries, these petty jealousies, these self-promoting actions, this sanctimonious rancor, how I wish it ended right there in the 9th chapter of Mark's gospel, never to be heard again. For sure, and I want to be crystal clear, I deeply admire the leaders who live lives of integrity. The ones who steadfastly, courageously, and imperfectly are committed to advancing God's kingdom, not theirs, God's kingdom, and not preserving their own selves, but pouring themselves out in imitation of Jesus and invoking his name. And we have been reminded anew of the very problem heard in the scripture, far too present today in too many leaders in our church, including bishops and high-ranking prelates and lay leaders and priests. Some still get so consumed by protecting their little turf, making sure that things go according to what are actually, in instances, arbitrary, bureaucratic ways, and the mission of the Church of Christ in these instances is forgotten, and the mission is recklessly thrown away. Sure, we see this all over the place. But the scripture readings particularly draw our emphasis to the church and our place in the Church of Christ, which is our church. The mission is great, to encounter and to proclaim Christ, to bring Christ to the world, and to do so in ways that scatters the darkness. And the great problem occurs when petty jealousy, when immature rivalry takes precedence over mission. I've known priests with terrific zeal and enthusiasm and commitment for mission who've been undermined by jealous bishops and by self-promoting prelates. I've known impressive, spirit-filled lay leaders, immensely talented and gifted and wonderfully committed to mission, who've been driven from diocesan offices and parish staffs because of insecure clerics. I'm aware of inspired initiatives truly hatched by the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, that have gotten lost or altogether shelved in diocesan headquarters precisely because they don't fit rigidly insisted puny thinking. I've known younger, talented people like some of you here present, burning with a love for Christ and a love for neighbor, who have been blocked and stymied by insecure older leaders who viewed them negatively because they, the younger ones, were outside of their little exclusive circle of comfort and power. Friends, in no uncertain terms, Jesus teaches that it's the mission that matters, bringing God's love to the world, not as a dream, not as a concept, but as reality, unleashing that love of God in the world. That means right where we are, living as his intentional disciples, which means seeking to live every single day as instruments of God's mercy and peace. That's what matters. It mattered to Therese. But then again, you don't become a saint if it doesn't matter. And in her spiritual memoirs, which she never imagined anyone ever reading other than the Mother Superior, she would be aghast to know that Story of a Soul became published and is a bestseller and in hundreds of languages. But it's astonishing, in her own writing, she talked about the mission, get this, in capital letters. That's how she wrote them. My vocation is love. Our vocation is love. For those of us here, this is what it means to be little flower.